Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Rachel Tenpenny Crawford, co-founder of Tea Motions, a revolutionary tea company dedicated to helping others foster and support both physical and emotional well-being. So welcome, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about why you founded Tea Motions and how tea has helped you in your life?
Tea Motions was really, you know, something that we never saw coming in our future. My daughters died in 2008 after they were a couple weeks old, and my sort of the carpet got pulled out from under my feet. My world came to a crashing halt, and I wanted healing, but I didn't know what that looked like. And my sister and I sort of sat down to talk about, you know, what my healing journey was going to look like. And she said to me, I wish there was something we could put in your tea that would make you feel better. And it sort of sparked this inspirational idea where we decided to find or figure out how to make tea more beneficial for emotional healing and well-being. And that's exactly what we did. We blend adaptogen herbs in each one of our teas to support the healing process, and they're powerful tools for healing and well-being.
And so, Rachel, are you saying that just by adding some things to your tea, you can help soothe and restore your emotional well-being?
Absolutely, and not just anything. You know, we spent about a year researching, and we discovered herbs called adaptogens. And what adaptogen herbs do is there are these amazing herbs that have been used for centuries and are backed by science that help restore both emotional and physical balance in the body. They help boost the body's ability to handle stress and hardship. They're restorative, revitalizing. They provide energy without stimulating the central nervous system. They help calm and soothe without being tranquilizers that just make you go to sleep. And what's even more amazing about adaptogens is because their main purpose is to restore imbalance in the body, they work on each person differently. So we could take the same adaptogen and it will have a completely different effect on you than it will on me because we have unique imbalances as individuals. So they're almost these little intuitive herbs that just help your body restore and heal and cope from any sort of stress or trauma, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, or all three. And so we blended those in tea, which makes our tea one of a kind. It's a completely unique, powerful, wonderful product that I think fills an amazing gap in our lives. Our emotional well-being seems to be sort of the last thing we tend to, and it usually, you know, comes to the surface in the time of crisis when we think, oh, now I really need to do something. When in reality, we should be supporting our emotional well-being on a daily basis and keeping that as a priority and not just waiting for crisis or tragedy to finally realize that, you know, our emotional health matters.
And so I think you may have answered this in that particular response, but my next question was, whether or not all teas are created equal, how important is the quality? I mean, you have the green tea from Lipton's, you know, the usual type of thing, but what is important within the tea to help you with this emotional balance? And of course,
right.
You're going to talk about the adaptogens, I'm sure, but are there other teas that have that or just Tea Motions?
Right. Well, tea itself actually comes from the Camellia sinensis plant, and it contains all kinds of nutrients and all kinds of wonderful, amazing, powerful things, including L-theanine, which is what makes tea calming, but then it also contains caffeine, so it's energizing. So you have this amazing sort of boosting and centering properties of tea itself. But the main thing to understand is whenever you're drinking a tea blend, whether that's an herbal tea blend or tea from the Camellia sinensis plant, is to make sure that it's organic, that it hasn't been sprayed with a bunch of chemicals, and that it's blended with other fruits and flower petals and things that also are not covered in sugar or sulfur or other preservatives or chemical pesticides. Because you don't want to steep all of those chemicals into hot water and then consume them. Your pure, whole leaf, organic, high quality tea, whether it's herbal or not, is essential. You don't want to, you know, basically be drinking a cup of chemicals every day. And so we go through extreme lengths in the creation of our tea to make sure that it's pure and toxin free and safe and effective and healthy. You know, there's lots of herbal teas out there. There are a couple of brands of tea that contain adaptogen herbs, not very many, but they're not necessarily organic and not necessarily something you should be drinking every day. So it's just something to keep in mind as far as, I mean, just even any tea enthusiast, any tea lover, even if they're not drinking Tea Motions teas per se, should really make sure they're drinking organic teas just to make sure they're not getting a cup of chemicals.
And do different types of teas address different emotional ailments? Or, you know, as long as the quality and the grade of tea, it's organic and it's not chemically laden and those sorts of things, is that okay? Or if you're dealing with certain types of loss or issues or emotional problems, are there certain teas that correlate?
Right. Well, we created our entire line of teas originally around the most frequently felt emotions of grieving in the healing process. So we have a tea that specifically addresses those emotions individually. So for example, one of our teas is called Seek Peace, and we've blended it with liver support herbs. So it specifically addresses having pent up emotions or holding in anger and frustration and helping you release that emotion. We have another tea that's specifically, it's called Have Hope, and it has St. John's Wort and oat straw in it. And it's specifically to deal with anxiety and nervousness and anxiousness. So when you're feeling paranoid or worried or constantly fretting about things, those herbs address that specific emotional need. And so we have 7 teas in our line that specifically address 7 unique emotional needs. And so tea itself, you can use it as a ritual, and it's incredibly nutritious and a healthy benefit. I'm a big proponent of replacing a coffee habit with a tea habit, but they won't, you know, just normal everyday tea that you would get at the grocery store will not serve the same purpose as Tea Motions blends. They have these added herbs that specifically address unique and individual emotional needs, which is what makes them so powerful.
And how long does it take to feel better once you make tea drinking a habit?
I would say that's probably a unique. Each person, you know, is going to be a little different. I usually recommend drinking 3 cups of tea a day, and I ask people to give it 2 weeks to see how they're feeling. But the majority of people come back to me and say that they feel a difference after just 1 cup. And most people really feel the difference when they run out of tea and they haven't had their cup, and then they're on the phone saying, how can I get more? I didn't realize how much it was helping me, but I completely feel the difference. So, you know, you want to give it some time, but I'm pretty confident that pretty quickly you'll realize that you're doing something really good for yourself and that your body feels differently, as well as your heart feels differently.
Well, Rachel, I want to thank you for joining us today. I think that is incredible information for people out there. And I know I'm a coffee drinker, so I will try to replace the coffee with the tea and see how that helps me along my way. And our listeners, of course, can learn much, much more about Tea Motions, a revolutionary tea company that's dedicated to helping others foster and support both physical and emotional well-being at the website TeaMotionsTea.com. And I'll spell that for everyone, TeaMotionsTea.com, TeaMotionsTea.com. And thanks again for being here with us, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.